Eurozone finance ministers are meeting in Brussels, where for the first time in years, the central issue is not the debt crisis in Greece, but in Cyprus and Spain. Terry Schultz reports the group of 17 nations is also about to get a new leader who says the euro is regaining credibility.
Dutch Finance Minister Jeroen Dijsselbloem has been tapped to chair the Eurozone, taking over from Luxembourg's Prime Minister Jean-Claude Juncker, who's headed the group the last 8 years. 46-year-old Dijsselbloem has only been a finance minister for 3 months, and his government has been critical of the ever-increasing list of countries needing to be rescued by fellow Eurozone members. But Dijsselbloem is expected to be the compromise choice. He says the euro is on its way up, too.
There seems to be a new basis for trust, and we have to work to enhance it, to strengthen it, and to build new growth and jobs.
No decisions are likely yet on possible aid packages to Cyprus or Spain. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The fate of crew members aboard a vessel that was apparently hijacked off Ivory Coast last week remains uncertain, and Reuters News Service is reporting the ship's whereabouts are still unknown. Ivorian authorities say gunmen seized a Nigerian-owned tanker off the port of Abidjan as it was preparing to unload fuel.